There's gonna be a meeting. An old fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old campground. Yeah, there's gonna be a meeting. An old fashioned meeting. Meeting on the old sing that verse again. There's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting, meeting on the old campground. Yeah, there's gonna be a meeting. An old-fashioned meeting, meeting on the old talking about amazing grace. Oh, how sweet that sound. That saved that wretch like me. I was lost. Oh, but now I'm found. Going to the meeting. There's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting, meeting on the old campground. Oh, there's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting, meeting on the old. Oh. At the meeting, at the meeting, at the meeting, at the meeting, will you be you be there.
the meeting.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, everyone. This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we ought to be glad,
yes, Lord,
that he has allowed us to be in his day.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He has kept us now. 2 months has passed in this new year.
Yes,
we're on the 61st day of the year.
Yes, Lord.
And already, praise God, time is moving on. Praise God. And soon we'll be at that meeting we're talking about. Praise God. But Jesus has prepared a place for us. And we ought to be glad that we got a home. All right. That's not it made by man's hand, but one that is eternal into heaven. Hallelujah. So we are not losing out on anything. We are gaining. Hallelujah. Eternal life. And that's what we're all working for, right?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory for all he continues to do and for us. God is a good God. Amen. He's merciful. He is almighty. He is a loving and kind, compassionate God. And you can always go to him and he won't turn you down. He won't bring nothing up. He just wants to hear what you got to say. He knows what you need to say. But he wants you to ask. For the word said, ask and it shall be given. So we need to ask. Sometimes we get too proud to ask. But we need to ask if we want. And believe in, then you receive. Hallelujah. So we praise God for the opportunity to share with you today, to give an honor to God, to our presider, Dr. Monica Lewis.
Hallelujah.
Our assistant, Eldridge Green. To Deacon Dr. Steve Lewis, Elder Jimmy Lewis, Elder Guest, Elder Bush, have I missed somebody? Minister Diane, she's in the back, isn't she? Minister Diane Best. Okay. Thank you. And to all other that's in the pews,
amen,
and the choir stand, we praise God for each one of you. Everybody's special. Everybody's important. Everybody's somebody. In the name of Jesus. Because he made you, that made you somebody. Hallelujah. And we were made according to his purpose. Okay? And not ours, but his purpose. And so we praise God for allowing us to be a part of his kingdom work. Hallelujah. It's just good to be in the number. So we're all blessed and highly favored with friends, benefits, and overflow. You may not think we got it, but you got it. Hallelujah. And you got more than what we need, and we still want more to pile on top that we don't need. Okay? So we want for a while, and then we let it go. Okay? But we need to be steadfast, unmovable, always working in the bounds of the Lord. Or your labor with him won't be in vain. Everything else is in vain. Only what does for the Lord will count and last forever. Everything else is going to fade away. Hallelujah. So we praise God for this opportunity to sit in front of you today. Got a little problem with my right leg from the knee to the hip. And touching on the back, lower back. But the devil is a lie. Amen. Went in the bed last night, had one little ache. Got it this morning, couldn't hardly walk. That's the devil's a lie. Amen. Hallelujah. And because God said I'm healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just bear with me, we'll get it going with God's help. So what time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news to all of us. It will give you what you need if you just stay with that word. From the book of Acts, the 9th chapter. Okay, starting with verse 1. Acts, the 9th chapter. Okay. All right, Acts is right after St. John. 9th chapter. Do we have it? Praise the Lord. And Saul, yet breathing out threatens and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about them a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the bread. And he trembling and with astonishment said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And we'll stop with that sixth verse. I'm going to say, neighbor, we need it. The Damascus Road experience. We, as people, we like to hold things. We hold when we want it, and we hold when we don't want it. We just want to, we're just greedy that way. Okay? You get, and you get, and we get. And try to hold on to just about everything we get. We can't hold on to it, but got to let some things go. But we still, that still doesn't stop us from holding and being, having things, wanting to have things our way. Okay. But I want you to know you don't have a way. Okay. Say, neighbor, you ain't got no way. Everything belongs to God. Okay, and there's only one way. And that's God's way. Hallelujah. And but some of us think we are right. And we're the only one right. If you're not doing it my way, you're wrong. But we need to know that we need to have our eyes checked. Amen. To see how, what we're doing. And I'm not talking about having them checked at the ophthalmologist. Okay, we need them checked spiritually. Okay, we take care of that part we can with the eye doctor. But we don't take time to get that spiritual eyes straightened out. Okay, so we need to do that. And not only do that, we need to encounter that Saul had. The words say that Saul was, in so many words, a mean man. But he thought he was doing God's work. We got people today that boss people around and want to boss them around and throw the word at them. Okay? But that doesn't work. You got to do it God's way. Okay? Because your way and your word is no good. Okay? How you think something for the be does not matter if it's not what God said it ought to be. And so here, after Jesus had been crucified and had gone on back to heaven, okay, Saul made it his mission to get rid of all disciples. Okay. Anybody that was calling on the name of Jesus, he wanted to get rid of them. He even had the first deacon killed. He gave consent to it. Okay. That's how bad it was back in those days. So we think we're going through something now. Okay. Paul said, we got what? Light afflictions, but we think they're major. Okay, and the reason we think they're major because we're not learning by hearing what the word is saying to us, and the word will bring us back in line so that we can handle these light afflictions. Okay, but we got to believe and not go so much on sight or feelings. We got to go by faith. Okay, this is a faith journey. And we got to go knowing that we always got the victory in our hands. We got the everything we need is in the Word of God. And hear what it says and knowing that it's going to happen sooner or later. So Saul went around persecuting the church. Okay? And he was a person that was mean in a sense and one that was arrogant. He not only talked about them, he whipped them. He locked them up. He bound them. Okay, and as it was said, he even had Stephen, the first deacon, killed. Okay, for calling on the name of Jesus. He was stoned to death, and Stephen gave up his ghost, but before asking the Lord to forgive the people because they didn't know what they were doing. This was an example of how what happened with Jesus when Jesus cried out, "Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Okay, and we got to follow Jesus' lead. Okay, even though it wound up making them go to the cross. Hallelujah. But he came for that purpose. So whatever happens in our life, we're here for that purpose. Okay, God made it for our purpose. What scripture said, all things are working together toward the good of them that love the Lord, love God, to especially those who are called according to his purpose. We won't call for our purpose. We were called to do the will of God and to know that whatever's happening to me, it's going to wind up being for my good. Hallelujah. It may not be good to me now. And my pay may not be here on this side. But if I don't get on this side at all, I'm on the other side. Hallelujah. And I'll be in the joy eternally. Never running out. Never running short. And always healed. Because when I get there, they tell me there are trees inside of the river that run through the city, clear as crystal. And the trees have 12 manner of fruits every year. Hallelujah. And so every month they got some new fruit. Hallelujah. And the leaves. See, even now you get the fruit off, you can go back and get the leaves. Hallelujah. And the leaves is good for the healing of the nation. So all I got to do is reach up and grab me a leaf. Hallelujah. If whatever is wrong, we'll be right. Hallelujah. Whatever's going wrong, the healing is there in the name of Jesus. So Saul came to the town in Jerusalem and demanded. See, he didn't just ask. He demanded that the high priest give him some letters, give him some authority. In other words, let me go in your name. Okay? And see, a lot of times we say we're going in the name of Jesus, but we don't go in the name of Jesus. We just use it as a back or front. whatever you want to call it. Okay? You say, Jesus, the Lord told me to tell you this. Well, if the Lord hadn't told you, they ain't told nobody else to tell you. Okay? All right? So we got to look out what we're saying when we're saying, the Lord sent me to tell you this, and you already know it from the Lord. He ain't going to tell somebody else about before he tell the person. And so here we find it said that Paul or Saul was there being not threatened and things that he wanted to do. And he demanded letters from the high priest that he should give him the authority to go into Damascus. And if I find anybody, didn't care whether it was men or women, anybody calling on the name of Jesus, there he will bound them and put them in jail. Saul at this time thought he was doing what God wanted him to do. But he didn't realize Jesus was God. And he's trying to kill the one he's supposed to be representing to the people. He thought his way and his law and his idea and everything was right. But I want you to know today there was as wrong as we used to say, two left shoes. Okay. I'm trying to put left shoe on the right foot. Okay. Tell your neighbor, it won't work. Okay. You can't go all day long with the left shoe on the right foot. Okay. You can't go right if you're going left. You either go left or you're going to go right. You can't go both at the same time. That's why we all messed up. We all torn apart because we're going trying to go two ways at the same time. You're going to go the right one way and going to try to go to Elizabeth City the other way. And there you go. Trying to do it and getting things all complicated. And so Saul got his letters. And he was on his way to Damascus to persecute anybody that called on the name of Jesus. We get our authority from ourselves. And we try to beat them down, those that we think are wrong. We try to stop them from doing this and stop them from doing that. You can't eat this and you can't eat that. You can't wear this and you can't wear that. You need to when down in the 50s and 60s, used to be a group running around that had the people wearing those fixed stockings, what they call them now. And they'd be, you couldn't see through them. But they were wearing those cotton stockings, yeah, and grass is dragging the floor. Okay. And head, because the style there, though, head look wearing like not his head, but not his head today looks good. But back then that day, it didn't look all that good. Because they didn't really do nothing to them back then that day. But in today's day, they do something to it to make it look better. Okay? But that's what they said. That's what they had to wear if they were saved. And I don't even think they use the word saved in that group. And I don't know if it was follow the vine or drag the grace. One that bunch. Okay. But anyway, to find them. Then, they weren't doing what Saul said. He would put them in jail. And the word said, as they traveled to Damascus, all of a sudden, a light shined from heaven. Now, a light shining all of a sudden from heaven. That light is in the daytime. And you know how bright the sun gets. And you don't have to see another light outshining the sun. But this light outshining the sun. Because this light was not the S-O-N, but the S-O-N. Saul was faced with the Son of God, whom he was trying to persecute. And when we are not doing things God's way, we are doing it to persecute the church. If it's not done according to the word of God, you are persecuting God's people. Did not the word say to us that the least you do, and to my little ones, you've done it even unto me. So Saul thought he was beating the people and trying to make them turn to his God. But he realized that the turn to his God was to turn away from their God. And but just said, you just can't go both ways. You got to have God's way or no way, because he everything is his. The earth is the Lord and the fullness of his, and everything that dwells therein, it belongs to God. And so Saul, the light shined so bright that it knocked him to the ground. And while he was down there, Saul thought he needed to pray. Okay, anytime you get knocked down, start praying. That's praying time. Because you don't have to stay down. You can get up. And start all over again. Okay, you messed up today, get up today. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow. But the word said, do it today, while it's yet called today. Yeah. And so you fall down today, get back up today. If you lay there till tomorrow, you might be too lazy to get up. The longer you lay, the longer you want to lay. And you know how it is when you get in your bed in the morning, that alarm go off, and you want to snooze 5 more minutes. And then those 5 minutes up, you want to lose 10 more minutes. And before you know it, you just lay there a whole hour and got yourself late for your appointment. But here we are. The light knocked them out, and Saul said, Lord, Lord, who art thou? And Jesus says, I am the Lord Jesus Christ, whom thou persecuted. It's hard for thee to kick against the prince. Saul said, well, Lord, if I'm not doing what's right now, tell me what I need to do. See, he thought he was doing right, but he was doing all wrong. So Saul said, tell me what I need to do. Some of us know we're doing wrong and keep on doing it wrong and never ask what I need to do to make it right. But see, Saul was on his way to a mission, not called by God, but he's there on his journey. Paul said, Jesus said, arise, Saul. Get up from all what the mess that you've been in. Get up out of the hatred and that you've been spreading around the world. Get up out of your persecuting of the church. Get up and start all over again. Don't lay there and wallow in your sin. Don't lay there and wallow in that you're doing wrong. But get up out of that. And so he said, Saul, get up and go into the city. I'm not stopping you from going where you're going. Keep on going. I'm just changing your mission. God said, I'm not stopping you from going witnessing like you've been doing. But you need to change your message. Change the message to talk about Jesus and all that he does for us. Change the message to talk about Jesus, how he'll lift you up and turn you around. Stop talking about your message that you've been spreading out. Change it. And let them know that Jesus loves us. This we know. For the Bible tells us that is so. Jesus died for you and me. Jesus died on Calvary Cross that we might have a right to the eternal life. And so he said, go to the city. And there's somebody will tell you what they need to do. And the men which were there on the journey with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing nobody. Hallelujah. Jesus will talk to you. He will tell you what you need to do. He said, so I'll go into the city. And there he said he would go for that. Tell him, Jesus said, I need you to go to the city, to a place called, to a man named Ananias. He will tell you what to do. He will put his hand on you. And what God done, he told Saul and he told Ananias. You see what I'm saying? He don't tell you and then go tell somebody else to tell you. But he tells the person first that the work going to be done with. And then when that person comes, it confirms what the Lord has already told them. So what we have to do is cry the word. Put it up against what's going on. And do what the word say do. Because we all need that Damascus Road experience. That's the Damascus Road experience. Change Saul. He changed his mission. Changed his attitude. Changed his life. It changed the way he did things. change the way he thought about things. That word from the Lord changed him. So when Saul got up off the ground, he couldn't see nobody. Alright? But the word now said the men that were with led him on into the city. And God told Ananias, there's one coming to you, the house. I want to need you now to deal with him. Lay your hands on him. Pray for him. And I said, who is it? He said, man called Saul. And I said, well, I know and heard of this man and how he has persecuted the church in Jerusalem, bound them in and put them in jail. And now he's on his way to Damascus. He got authority from the high priest to do just that to everybody in Damascus to persecute the church. Ananias was saying, I'm scared to go to him because I don't want to be bound and put in jail. But the Lord said, Ananias, I got him as a chosen vessel. Yeah. See, here he is beating up the church. Won't say, but guess what? Y'all, God called him. When he won't say. And he would say, I don't believe God called him to do nothing. You don't know who God called. He could call a drunk. Why he's still drunk? Because that's what you need. It's something in you that needs to get out of you. And you use different people to get it out. They do different things against you to get it out of you. But we receive it in the wrong way. We need to see that the way that things come to us is what God purposed for us. To get us in the kingdom. A chosen vessel. But so he said, I'm going to use Saul to be the minister for the Greeks. And so the Gentiles had their preacher. And the Israelites had their. Okay. Saul was going to come to the preach and minister to the Gentiles. Because the children of Israel already had it set up because that's who Jesus came to save. So they had people to preach for them. So Saul needed to come to preach to us, the Gentiles. We needed that experience. And what's happening here is that Saul came and Ananias laid his hand and prayed for Saul. He had been now in the city 3 days and he didn't eat nor drink. Why he was there those 3 days. And on the third day was when that happened that he encountered Ananias. Yes. And Ananias laid his hand on and scales fell from his eye. See, we think we see. But we don't see. because we hadn't had that experience that Saul had on Damascus. Our eyes got scales on them, and we can't see how wrong and when we are doing right. At least we think we're doing right. We don't see our right, our wrong. We only see right. Okay. Hey, we can always tell you how to live, but can't tell the self how to live. Okay. And so, Jesus came and Saul became Paul. It not only changed him, changed his name from Saul to Paul.
Yes.
But while he's in that transition, he was preaching Jesus. And nobody, well, not nobody, many of them didn't believe it. Because they know that what he had done, they were still trying to do it. Okay. So, if we didn't have the Damascus Road experience like that happened to Saul, there wouldn't be a Paul today. If there had not been for the Damascus Road experience, we may not have had 13 books to find in the New Testament. If it had not been for Saul changing to Paul, we may not have had Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Colossians, Philippians, First and Second Thessalonians, and if it had not been for Saul, because he wrote all these books, he wouldn't be able to tell him that there's no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. If it had not been for that Damascus Road experience, we wouldn't know today that I can do all things, because that was in the epistle that Paul wrote to the church. If it had not been for that Damascus Road experience, there may not have been a 1st and 2nd Timothy that they were telling them the last days, perilous times to come, or to tell them to preach the gospel, preach it in season, they preach it out of season, preach it when they like it, preach it when they don't like it. If it had not been for the Damascus Road transition, we wouldn't know that we can call on God anytime, anytime, in any way, if it had not been. So we needed the Damascus Road, because in those 13 books, they tell us how to live, how to go through persecution, how to handle persecution, how to handle distress, how to handle every problem in our life. You'll find it in the 13 books of the epistles that Saul, who became Paul, wrote. Why he was, some of them written while he was in prison. See, he had people thrown in prison, then he was put in prison. And so he was able to minister to those people. Hallelujah. And we need that change in our life. okay, and love we one another. That's enough for today.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And all the time, God is good. And especially right now.
Amen.
We talk about that domestic experience, and I'm sure many of us have gone through a domestic experience. Amen.
Amen.
Matter of fact, we're going through one right now.
Amen.
But we have to keep our hearts, minds, souls focused on Jesus and what he has taught us and what we're going through right now. Because if not, the enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But we got to remember what the Lord has taught us, what he has shown us, and we have to keep looking to the hills from whence comes our help. And our help coming from where? It coming from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We are going through these trying times. I thank God for the word on this morning. Because we all have our domestic experience. But we have to stay focused on the Lord. We have to read the word. We have to walk in the word. We have to live the word. Despite of what the enemy bring to us. Lord, create in me a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within me, because the enemy is using whom he may use to devour us. But y'all, we got to stay focused, because our mission is not to stay here, but our mission is for God to use us to draw others. For he said, if I be lifted up, he'll draw what? All men unto who? Unto him, not us. Because we want God to hide us behind his glory, that he get the glory, amen?
Yeah.
So we count our domestic experience as joy.
Amen.
Because there's someone out there in the hedges, in the highways, that need to know that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
So we thank God for the word on today.
Amen.
On today.
Amen.
And as we leave from this Mount of Privilege, to go out those doors, we keep our minds and our hearts focused on the Lord, because somebody, somewhere is listening and watching.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So would there be one today that said, Lord, I need your help. I need your guidance in the name of Jesus. Help me, God, to walk upright so others can see you through me. Will there be one today that need a little help? He's right there, and that right early. Amen.
Amen.
Because y'all, these are some trying days. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Will there be another? Will there be another? God is good. All the time.
Yeah.
And all the time.
God is good.
God is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And as we go through our trials and our tribulations,
yes,
we're going to have to keep our minds stayed on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That he may keep us at perfect peace.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. The Lord is good.
Amen.
Oh,
it's a oh, heaven smile upon you. Trust that you've been blessed through your word. And desire to change for you, God is hearing. That you're hearing from God. Okay, and do what he said do. And everything will work out. All right. Give God some glory for this mail course. And our ushers that served us. Amen. And to all the ministers. Amen. All the officers of the church, mothers, deacons, trustees, and okay, and give God some glory for yourself. Everybody satisfied is on what point we're ready to go. That's all they better choir.
Let everybody say
for today. We thank you for the message on today. As we go out through today and throughout this week, the time that you have blessed us to be, let your word, God, just ring in our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may take your word with us and it may benefit us even the more and benefit others. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Let us sing with the choir.
Let the church sing, amen. Let the church sing, amen. Let the church sing, amen. Amen.